Aristotle, written by Dick King Smith and read by Stanley McGay. Now, time passed, quite a lot of time, without Aristotle getting into hot water, or cold water for that matter, or falling out of trees, or down chimneys, or into milk jugs, as he grew from kitten to cat. Someone less wise than Belladonna might have thought that he was over the worst of his troubles. But though Bella might have been old and skinny and ugly, she was also very wise indeed. She knew, in her wisdom, that her white cat would surely have other lives to lose, and so she kept a close eye on him. Aristotle had grown used to the fact that Bella was mostly around the place by day, and that usually she went out at night, leaving him snoozing by the kitchen fire. Being a sharp-eyed animal, he also noticed that she never went out into the darkness without her broomstick, though he did not know why. By day, Belladonna was a busy person, so that, try as she would, there were times when the eye she kept on Aristotle was not as close as it should have been. For example, she often seemed to be heating something, Aristotle did not know what, in a large black cauldron that hung suspended over the kitchen fire. Whatever was in this cauldron needed a lot of stirring, and one day, while Bella was busy at this, Aristotle slipped out for a walk. For some time he had been curious, as all cats are, about a lot of loud noises that came, now and again, from one side of the wood. There were clanking noises and puffing noises, and sometimes a shrill whistle, and they got louder and louder as whatever it was drew nearer, and then quieter and quieter as whatever it was went away.